fought a good fight against a good team. They gave us a plethora of blitzes and fronts and formations that we had to adjust to. And, you know, we found a way to win.
Can you just take us through that play just in terms of catch and then what you're seeing as you're running?
For me, you know, I saw cover zero. And I knew if the ball was going to come to me, it was going to come to me now. And it did. And, you know, the first thing I was just thinking is get the first down. You know, stay on the field, keep our defense off, keep the clock running, and find a way to get down the field and score. And, you know, after making a catch, you know, it's all green grass. And the rest is just trying to make a play.
So, but you made three moves, 53, 52, and then 30. Or were you not aware?
I wasn't even aware. Really? I was just trying to get to the end zone. And, you know, again, it's before the game even started, you know, I was talking to Ruben on the sideline, and I said, the funny thing about this game is it's 0-0. At the end of the game, it's not going to be 0-0, but you never know what's going to happen. So you just got to keep your head in the game, no matter what you feel like, no matter the down or distance, and play every single play as an individual play. And, you know, we came up on a better end.
What does the goal line stand do?
Oh, man, our defense, you know, they play lights out again. You know, and they have an opportunity to be down there. You know, the Bills about have an opportunity to score, and they stalemate again. Time after time, we've seen them do it. That just boosts our offense, boosts the whole entire sideline. Those are the big plays, you know, that enables us, you know, offensive unit to make our plays. So it's a collective win, offense, defense, special teams. You know, we finished this quarter 2-2. We got a lot to clean up, and we're excited to get back to New York, get to work.
How good was it to sustain the running attack against a team that was looking at the league?
Yeah, like I said, it's a good defense. And, you know, I thought our offensive line did a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage, giving the backs opportunities to punch the hole and find ways to get those little hidden yardages. And like I said, it's a good defense. So it was a good challenge for us. I believe, again, I could speak for everybody. We probably left some plays out there. So that's what we're going to go to the film room for, continue to get better. Again, we're 2-2, and everything else is right in front of us.
Do you think it was the best you guys have run the ball this
year? You know, I think we had a balance. Yeah. I thought we had a good balance to pass and run. You know, when you start gelling and having that chemistry, again, chemistry is a word I keep saying, you know, you're never going to see it on a trophy, but that's why you earn one. And we was able to display that as an offensive unit and kind of see the game before it was played. We was playing chess against a good opponent, and we came up on a better end. But we're not done. There's a lot we can correct and get better on. Yeah, before the play, anytime, every single play is a critical moment. You know, you ask a player, but third down, fourth quarter, trying to stay on the field, that's a big play.
All right, you
like,
you don't know what you did
in the play. I have no idea. I ain't seen it. All I know, somehow we ended up in the end zone. So that's what I'm talking about.
It
was a routine play. We go over in offense so many times about how to adjust per play, and you know, it came up. You know, you don't get those opportunities that much to be one-on-one with that big of space as a running back. So when you see that, you got to take advantage. Yeah. Yeah, me and Eli was on the same page. You know, it's a play that we talk about all the time in practice. You know, if I see this, this is what I'm going to do. So it kind of came up. We executed it, and, you know, we was able to come out with a win. It feel good to win.
What does it say about Flowers, the effort that he put out today? It seemed like he got rolled up first play of the game. He's on the bench for a while, and then he's back in there and cuts it out the rest of it. You know, you're a veteran. You've been in this league a long time. The idea of a rookie take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, Eric's a tough kid. He's a competitor. He wants to be on the field. He can play through injuries. He works hard in the weight room. He asks questions in the classroom. He's the kind of guy that you want to go to battle with. And, you know, that's just his mentality. He's a competitor. He wants to be on the field. And for him to, you know, get nicked up early and come back and finish strong, now that's just hats off and what kind of character he is.
Is